DJ Debbie, I'm over.
W4DJW, KB4CBA. What you doing there, Dave?
Run to the grocery store. Well, first the Lowe's. Get a little short 25-foot hose and a caster to roll a plant around in a planter. And there's something else I was supposed to get, some planting, some of that soil that you use to plant ferns in. And the things that stand up on the, and then I got to go grocery shopping. I hate I had to cut you off quick a couple of days ago when I was out there putting up antennas, but I lost a hearing aid and I needed to focus on finding it.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, I mean, it didn't bother me. I mean, stuff like that happens, and other stuff when you're talking on ham radio. I mean, you just never know. So. But anyway, that wasn't any problem. Gosh, now I forgot what I was. What I was gonna say was your hearing aids. Those things aren't cheap, so I'd be looking for mine too.
Well, they found it, but it was not where I was looking for it. It was back behind me. There was a gnat or something that was buzzing by my ear, and I was shooing it away and got too close to my ear, and I hit my ear with my hand, and my hearing aid went flying. So I was like, don't move your feet. It's got to be right here in front of you, but it wasn't. It was back behind me.
I try not to hit myself. You probably need to get some therapy for that. But anyway, just kidding. Yeah, I always tell whoever it is I'm helping to look for something they've lost. I said, well, I can tell you where it is. And they said, well, where is it? I said, where you haven't looked yet.
Something that said, dentist. Now, I was at the dentist office the other day, and right before I went in, I read an article about scientists being able to grow teeth in the lab. I guess they take the DNA from your DNA and an old tooth, and they can regrow a new one and then put that new one in there. So no more fillings, no more crowns, no more all of those things that are painful. Just get, when a tooth goes bad, just grow a new one, put it in. Have you heard about that? Because you weren't holding the repeater up. It was just coming up and going down the whole time you were talking. So I got one word out of all that. Novocaine.
Yeah, I'm getting in on Tate Woods, so you just never know when you're going to. I was just saying, anything that'll help with not having to have your repeater and Novocaine.
It's all for that with new teeth, growing new teeth. I think you're still going to have local anesthesia, and I don't know, my wife's got to have some work done. I do too, both of us, and our old dentist used to use both the injection that would make it numb and nitrous oxide, and the newer dentist that took his place because he retired would only use one or the other, and you had to pick. And we switched dentists. We went to a new one that will do both of them at the same time. That way, you know it's hurting, but you don't care.
Well, yeah, that's the main thing, If you don't care, then, what the heck. I had a dentist years and years ago that tried the nitrous oxide, and evidently he could tell that I was getting too much, and the room was spinning around, but I couldn't tell him or didn't mention it or whatever, I don't know. It wasn't bothering me at the time. And he said something like, I think I need to turn your lights down. And so he did, and things settled down a little bit as far as the spinning part still, it helped a little bit, but, you know, that was a one and only time you ever used it. Rather interesting. Gosh, that's probably been 30, 35 years ago. You know, people snort that stuff. Let me let the repeater drop. My wife used to do workman's comp claims, and they tried to claim that this guy at the hospital fell and, you know, hit his head, and that's what killed him. But then when they got to looking at the pictures, they could see all the saliva on the front of his shirt, and he had on his greens, and so they could tell, you know, he'd been snorting nitrous oxide, and they did a little more investigation and were able to prove that, but for sure. But it makes you salivate real badly if you abuse it, and that's what had happened to him.
Never knew that. I did take really deep breaths, though, because I was paying for it, so I wanted to get my money's worth out of it. But I think they regulated it to where it didn't matter how deep a breath I was going to get so much, and that was it, whether you breathe deep or not. I think it was kind of regulated like that from the dentist I was using anyway. Well, I'm here in Lowe's. I got to find me a parking space and get in there and get my stuff and get out before it starts raining. There's little raindrops on the windshield here and there, so it's going to start raining soon. Anyway, talk to you later. Let me know when that clears up and we can get a window of opportunity if you still need help putting that antenna up. KP4CBA, W4DJW.
I have fun in the toy store, and I just pulled up at the sports club, so I don't want to hear any talk about any rain. Oh, me. You have a good one, Dave. Always a pleasure. I forgot your call. Anyway, KP4CBA. Clear.
Good morning, Dave. Two, I guess. We're just headed out to go over to Sam's Club. Just wanted to say good morning to you. I know you're getting out, Dave. Have a good game, but the rain's only supposed to get more and more as the week goes on. This is N0TR Mobile.
And Bernice, make him behave. Yeah, I'm getting out of the car. I'm playing some tennis here in a few minutes, so I gotta change shoes and get ready, do my stretch and all that mess. So, and I think W4DJW is going to Lowe's, the antenna store, so. But anyway, y'all have a good day. I'm going to jump out of here, KP4CBA.
Have a good game, Dave. See you later. Yeah, I heard Dave was getting out. I just didn't want to interrupt you wimps' conversation about taking gas. I've never had that, except when I was operated on. But sounds like a good option. See you later, KB4CBA and 0TR clear.